This is Blood Relations, a Fullmetal Alchemist or Media Types fanfic, written by A.K.A. Paralion and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Edward Elric, Roy Mustang, with additional tags for vampires, humor, further abuse of italics. Author's notes.
This was supposed to be sexy. What the hell is wrong with me?
Day 6 of Roy Ed Week, and for July 30th, I chose the prompt Vampires Blood Drinking, because I figured maybe if I actually wrote Vampire Fic, the last lingering vestiges of my preteen twilight phase would leave me. Didn't quite work, I don't think, but oh well. There are many, many interpretations of adult Ed that I love, but I think that the Indiana Jones-esque swashbuckling researcher cum adventurer type may be my very favorite always and forever until the end of time. Even when he gets weighed by not as sexy as intended vampires. Alphonse has always threatened to have something really stupid put on his tombstone if he dies doing something like this. Like, Edward Elric, beloved brother and friend, lost to the power of the garden shears, or something. Which, that thing with the shears had been one time. You'd really think some people would learn to let it go. The thing is, he's never thought before that he'd actually deserve it. And he's never put much stock in all those lectures about the body system, and only investigating dangerous rogue alchemists with backup, and damn it, Ed, if some weirdo traps you in his creepy alchemy murder basement again, I won't be the one who comes running to dig you out. And yet, as he sprints through this creepy-ass mansion with its creepy-ass inhabitants and definitely creepy, cloying, permeating smell of blood, he finds himself very much wishing he had his brother at his side. Or Winry. Hell, he'd settle for the dog right about now. Mind racing, Ed ducks around a corner, fully aware that he won't have lost his pursuer, but hoping he can at least buy himself some time. This has got to be some sort of fucked up chimera thing, right? More fucked up than usual, that is. Whatever this thing is that he's stuck here with, it's way too damn fast to be altogether human. Shit, but he wishes Al were here.
You really don't have to keep running.
That voice purrs from the shadow to his right, and that's all the warning Ed gets before he is slammed into the wall so hard he sees stars. Swearing, he immediately goes to smash his palms together, a rays pouring through his mind almost too fast for even him to comprehend. But quick as lightning, there are other hands. Cold hands, with a grip like iron no matter how pale and delicate they look. Bracing his wrists just far enough apart that he can't even brush his fingers together. There's a faux disappointed in his ear, and Ed snarls. At least this gives him a good chance to study his enemy, he supposes. He hadn't really got a good look before. By the time he'd realized the creepy old abandoned house where people heard screaming at night wasn't as abandoned as previously advertised, he'd been too busy running for his life and swearing at himself for letting his guard down enough not to know he wasn't alone until he'd seen movement in his periphery to bother really getting a good look at whatever this is. He looks more or less human, Ed thinks dubiously, even as he struggles to free himself, meeting with little success. Not as obviously an animal blend as most chimeras he's seen. At first glance, he's a little older than Ed, maybe early 30s, almost inhumanly pale, dark hair, and vivid red eyes. Nothing like the usual red he's used to seeing in Ishvalan's. And this guy looks way more Shingese than Ishvalan anyway, but his eyes practically glow in the low light.
You're persistent, he says smoothly.
And something about his voice makes half of Ed want to claw his face off, and half of him want to shiver, which he is decidedly not comfortable with.
It's very cute, but I'm afraid it's not going to get you anywhere.
What are you? Ed spits, challenging this fuckwit with a jut of his jaw and a snarl, because he can't exactly do much else at the moment, and because people who think they're winning are usually the most willing to talk. He doesn't get a proper answer, just a slow, spreading smile. And for a half second, he's more confused than anything. But then there's just a glimmer of light where there shouldn't be, and his eyes follow it to... fangs. Okay, so definitely a chimera. Or something. Probably, maybe. Whatever the case, though, Ed's grunt of surprise doesn't seem to be quite the response he was hoping for, because his eyes narrow in challenge.
You don't understand, do you?
He asks, voice still sultry and low, but also amused now. Like he can see the way pointing out how in the dark Ed is about this whole situation makes his blood boil.
Most people see the fangs and then fill in the blanks on their own. But then, you alchemists always seem to jump to strange conclusions.
I don't know how many alchemists you've dealt with, but I know I can recognize a chimera when I see one. He growls. And the fucker has the audacity to laugh, tightening his grip on Ed's wrists and leaning in close.
See... that's what I mean,
he says, speaking directly into Ed's ear now. And Ed hates the way the puffs of breath against his neck and ear make him twitch, because he's really not interested in giving this bastard the satisfaction.
Only an alchemist could look at a vampire and think chimera.
Ed really, honestly can't help it. He laughs. He's damn lucky it doesn't cost him his life, probably. The guy mostly just looks confused and vaguely affronted. Okay, cut the shit, Ed says, as soon as he can manage even normal speech again. What's really going on here? You look damn human for a chimera, but something's clearly up.
The whatever the fuck he is raises an eyebrow. You know, I must say, in 200 years, I've never gotten a reaction like that.
He's good. If Ed weren't also good, he might have missed the way he's keenly waiting for Ed to take the 200 years bait.
Sorry, bastard, Ed thinks.
There are few people in Amestris, or anywhere else, as familiar with unnaturally long lifetimes as the sons of Van Hohenheim.
There's a Philosopher's Stone involved in this somehow, isn't there?
He challenges, eyes gleaming.
He'd just as soon never dive into that rat's nest again, of course, but, well, at least he already sort of knows how to handle it. If that is what this thing is.
Unfortunately, that's where his luck and the power of catching his attacker off guard wear off.
He thought he was pinned before, but suddenly the bastard is everywhere, a knee sliding between Ed's and his wrists transferred to just one hand, though the grip seems no weaker, so that the other can take hold of his jaw and tilt his head to the side, revealing his neck.
I don't know what that means,
the not chimera says mildly, his eyes a violent counterpoint to his controlled tone.
But I am getting quite bored of this little exercise.
Ed only has a panicked half second to think, shit, maybe he was actually serious about that vampire bullshit, before there are teeth in his throat. His first instinct is to scream. Because, well, of course it is. there's some jackass biting his throat, and his teeth are way too sharp, and he's actually sucking the blood. What did Ed do to deserve this? It takes him longer than it probably should, though, to realize that the sensation isn't exactly unpleasant. The initial bite had hurt, but he realizes as a bit of the initial panic clears and his mind begins to race for solutions and answers, the whole area now feels kind of numb. Okay, so that's interesting. Not interesting enough to make him stick around, mind you, but interesting. Unfortunately, the vampire... God, he really wishes Al were here, if only because he's never actually going to believe this. Doesn't seem distracted enough by his meal to loosen up his hold anyway. Ed tries struggling a little bit, but discovers that just makes his neck actually hurt like a mother, and leaves him with probably bruised wrists to boot, since the bastard's grip is seriously immovable. Fuck. He really can't believe he got himself into whatever the hell this is. He hates this. He tries to squirm and gets nowhere. Apparently, all he can do is wait. And wait. And wait. God, are you done? Ed snips, partially because he's pissed, and partially because, well, being what Alphonse might term his usual bratty self is the only thing that really seems to have worked in his favor in any way so far. Sure enough, the vampire leans back, eyes gleaming even more brightly now. Fuck. Ed tries to ignore the fact that something in his abdomen stutters a little at the way his mouth, slightly parted, glistens dark and wet. You're stronger than most, he says, something almost admiring about his tone. Well, Ed thinks sardonically, at least he still respects me in the morning. Metaphorically, of course. I took quite a bit, and you're not even wobbling. I live a life that makes me very used to large amounts of blood loss, Ed tells him flatly, because, well, it's true. The slightly surprised, slightly delighted, uncomfortably genuine-sounding, the fuck, chuckle he gets in return takes him by surprise much more than he's comfortable with. And I suppose you let it all go to waste, don't you? He sighs, and Ed scowls. Because come on, jackass, it's his blood! Anytime it's not inside his body carrying oxygen to his cells, it's going to waste. But there's something about those eyes that stops him. Something calculating and considering that tells him it might be a good idea to keep his mouth shut for just a moment. And God help him, for once, he listens. What say we make that lifestyle of yours a little less wasteful? Fucking of course. Ed narrows his eyes in a glare. Why is it I feel like you won't give me much of a choice? He spits. But almost before the words are out of his mouth, he's met with the surprisingly uncomfortable sensation of being suddenly dropped out of a solid hold. He blinks in surprise. The bastard has backed away two full steps and is wiping his mouth, staring at Ed consideringly with those creepy fucking eyes. I always let them go, he says, voice unexpectedly soft. I have to eat, but I always let them go. Usually not with their memories, but you... Well, you're a bit of an exception, aren't you? Without their memories? He shrugs and grins, thankfully without much blood in his teeth. Vampire,
"What's your name?" it asks. Because, well, he feels like he should say something, and that's about the best he can come up with at the moment. His brain spiraling in 20 different directions at once. Not that it really matters, but he'd like to have something to refer to him by other than blood-sucking jackass.
He gets a half-smile in response.
"I haven't used one in a while,"
Pale and Perforated admits.
"I don't exactly get out much. But when I did, it was Roy."
Ed snorts.
"Roy. A jackass name for a jackass vampire." Fits.
"He should get out of here.
He should really get out of here. Not getting out of here when he's been given the option is, in fact, stupid. Saying anything but, fuck you, if you ever touch me again, I'll stake the shit out of you, or whatever it is I can do that hurts you, because there has to be something, is stupid. But, well, as Al and Winry and everyone else is way too fond of telling him, for being a genius, Ed's really a pretty stupid guy. And shit, it's not every day that you stumble upon the chance to do field research on an entirely unknown species of hominid.
He clears his throat and quirks an eyebrow.
"What did you have in mind?"
The end. Reader's Notes. This podfic was recorded as a treat for Devil with a Bird Dress as part of Podfic Summer Swamp 2024. I have recently dipped a toe back into the start-to-finish rewatch of FMA Brotherhood and been revisiting some of the FMA podfics that, you know, were sprouting up several years ago that I might have missed. And I don't necessarily think that I have a handle on Roy's voice, you know, consistently. But this is an AU where he's a vampire who hasn't talked to people much in any meaningful conversation in at least 10 years. So that's okay. We can excuse it. Thanks so much to AKA Paralian for having blanket permission to Podfic Devil with a Bird Dress. I hope this made you smile. Everybody else, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it and have a nice day.